It's that time on the radio where we listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. How are you today, Bill?
Very well indeed. Thank you, Howard. I hope you are too.
Yes, I am indeed. So, what has happened over the past 7 days? We can look across the pond, perhaps.
I think there are several things that have happened, just to keep it brief, because we have other more important stuff to talk about, perhaps. Of course, the US election is now over. It's pretty clear that Joe Biden has won the presidency, although, you know, we still wait for the shenanigans from the Republican Party and Mr. Trump in particular to come to a conclusion. But I think the most encouraging news for all of us in this rather bizarre year of 2020 is the announcement that we're close to having a vaccine which apparently will meet 90% of the commitment to eliminating that vaccine and therefore gradually take this dreadful virus out of the equation for all of us and our families. And that looks like coming through before the back end of spring next year. Let's keep our fingers crossed that that is the case. And the Brexit negotiations, even more positivity, much more talk about compromise and moving forward in the current negotiations between the UK and the EU. Not much publicity because other things have swamped it, but keep your eye on it because I think we're getting daily, I hope, closer to, I can't guarantee that, of course, no one can guarantee anything with the UK and the EU negotiations, but we do appear to be getting closer to some sort of deal that will mean less of a dramatic end to our relationship than a no-deal scenario.
Yeah, OK. Well, as you say, we're still in November and there's been such a lot for our listeners to deal with. You've mentioned all the things that already. So what's your overall reflections on what's happening at this time?
I think it's the markets, really, that we need to look at perhaps for a moment. I mean, Biden has now been elected pretty much as the new president of the United States with his running mate, Kamala Harris. We shall wait and see how that turns out politically. But in terms of the markets have reacted actually quite positively. There is some sort of general understanding that the Democratic Party may not end up with control of the Senate, which more or less governs most of the important internal decisions within the United States, tax rises, tax breaks, which Mr. Donald Trump introduced, may not be able to be reversed if they don't control the Senate. There are lots of internal issues that are going to still be controlled by the Senate, and if that's in the hands of the Republican Party.
Do you think Biden will be good for stock markets?
I think that's a difficult one to answer with certainty. I think that the markets clearly like certainty. Uncertainty tends to create volatility and markets always edge on the side of caution. But I think the analysts and the other people looking at the overall circumstances tend, by virtue of the current market performance, to think that this isn't such a bad thing. President Biden will have the power with executive orders to make perhaps better international relations, perhaps rejoining the WHO, perhaps getting involved in the Iran nuclear program and restrictions, perhaps increasing the relationship on a different level with China and Russia. Those things, I think, are going to help international relationship. It won't be America alone under a Biden administration, I suspect. But, of course, he does not and is not likely to control the Senate, which means that if the Republicans control that, he's going to have very limited opportunity to change the tax breaks, which President Trump introduced, and other huge internal issues, which are under the remit of the Senate. So it's a kind of a balanced approach at the moment. There is an opportunity for the Democrats to take the Senate, but I don't think it's going to happen right now. That's my own view. And I think this will lead to a more balanced approach from the US administration. And if it does, let's all hope that that will give us clearer conditions in 2021 with the announcements I said earlier that there may be at the end in sight, at least some light at the end of the tunnel with the COVID vaccine coming on board. And already, even the announcement by Pfizer that they are close to a viral vaccination, which will protect against 90% of the impact of COVID-19, already the markets have reacted very positively to that, because obviously the sooner that pandemic comes to an end, the sooner people can be released from incarceration and economic activity can begin in earnest.
Yeah. Well, we've talked a lot about Brexit over the year, but as we're now nearing the end of 2020 and the transition period, what does 2021 hold for people resident here?
I think it holds great promise. I think, of course, it's important if you want to get your application in for residency, it's better to do it before the end of the year because of all the bolt-ons that come with that application for what is known as the S1, etc. But, of course, I don't think for one moment that there's going to be any massive restriction on British people who wish to live outside of the UK within an EU territory. Anywhere that anyone chooses to live in retirement brings economic benefit to the recipient territory. And as a consequence, there will be an incentive, I think, to encourage people to arrive and set up home within the EU territories from the UK. It will simply mean, I think, scrambling a few more hoops through a few more hoops than perhaps might otherwise have been the case with an automatic right of movement throughout the EU. I don't think in massive terms it's going to affect or undermine expatriates' taxation position. I mean, the taxes that are handled between France, Spain, Portugal, Cyprus and the UK are all subject to a double tax treaty. Those double tax treaties are not being renegotiated. They remain in place. They're outside the Brexit negotiations. So, you know, there are some positive signs that we're coming to a better deal than we might have expected some time ago in the negotiations. That being the case, and I hope it's the case, then I suspect 2021 will, for many people, still be an opportunity to take their position up as an expatriate. And even if they have to go through a few more hoops, it won't be impossible to get your status verified. They will welcome economic benefit from expatriates for the longer term, for sure.
Well, Bill, what about banks? There's been a lot of talk in recent weeks about banks withdrawing services here in Spain and elsewhere in EU countries. Is that something people should be concerned about?
Yes, I think you should be concerned about it. If you have a bank account in the UK, your bank will, and any other financial institution, needs to be authorised and regulated to provide services to clients in their country of residence. Now, up until now, that's been relatively easy since the UK has been a member of the European Union. The regulation of banks and financial advisory companies has been possible by being regulated. Blevins Frank, for example, until the end of the year, will continue to be regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and passport its services into the bloc. And, of course, Blevins Franks have made arrangements to continue to be regulated under EU regulations to make sure that for their clients who are, largely speaking, resident in the EU, that they will still be receiving regulated and authorised financial services from Blevins Franks. Now, many people have had letters telling them that their bank is going to have to withdraw their services because they aren't going to be regulated in the European Union at this point in time. This may all come out in the wash of the current negotiations. I hope so. There's been a question in the House of Commons and there's been massive coverage throughout the quality media. The Daily Telegraph reported, and we've had our own clients contacting us because they've had letters from banks who are saying they're withdrawing their services from the 1st of January. Now, the picture, you know, is still unclear and it varies by bank by bank. Some are withdrawing only some services and some are leaving other aspects intact. It is disconcerting, but if you are concerned, this is the point in time at which you contact your bank and you ask them the question clearly. Because one of the great issues of coming out of this combined economic union is that if your bank does not have the licence or regulated status to operate within the European Union, you will not be able to use those services as an EU resident. So check it out with your bank. And if you have any serious concerns about how you go forward with your commitments that normally come through UK banking, give Blevins Franks a ring, contact the local office, and that someone will give you guidance on how you might set up alternative arrangements to ensure that you can continue with your commitments in the UK or through the UK bank without too much interruption.
Is it just the banks that are acting in this way, or are others impacted by the end of the transition period?
No, it is other institutions. It's not only the banks which are affected. Other regulated financial advice and services are affected too. So is it sensible, you have to ask the question, to now continue to take advice from a UK-based financial advisor. Look, I understand why people have a long-term association, relationship, friendship. I mean, financial advisors often become family friends over many, many years. And if you continue to use those advisors, you have to ask the question now of them, are you sufficiently regulated? Are you authorised to continue to conduct the services you provide to me, the financial investment and insurance and other services? Are you able to provide those to me from the UK now that the UK is no longer going to be a member of the European Union? The vast majority of UK independent financial advisors are not regulated in any activity that takes place outside of the UK. You do not want to remain vulnerable to unregulated, unauthorised, and often services which are not up to speed on local legislation. It is important that you should check with your current financial advisor if he or she is in the UK to make sure they're regulated. And if not, as I say, give Blevins Franks a ring. They will help and guide you out of one relationship into another, perhaps even working with your UK advisor to make sure any transition is smooth and to your advantage. But it is important now that you don't leave yourself exposed to the vulnerability of being a client of a business that is actually not able to trade for you, not able to act for you in the matter of managing your wealth and tax planning.
Do you think the banks in the UK and the financial services based in the UK are getting lots of questions from people who are living in Spain and concerned about this? Do you advise that they get in touch with their current bank in the UK to get that clarified, if you like?
Yeah, I think it's important. I mean, look, the banks aren't always the most forthright. They're all probably sitting there in their head office having, you know, committee meeting after committee meeting to decide whether they are going to get regulated within the EU. They don't know what's going to come out of this deal before the end of December or whether there'll be negotiations that go on in this area after the 1st of January. That is a possibility. But you need to protect yourself. Banks are primarily interested in the bank shareholders. And frankly, as a client, you should call your bank, contact your bank and ask them the question direct. Are you going to be regulated and authorised? And this applies to UK financial advisors as well. Are you going to be regulated and authorised in the conduct of banking and investment services after the 1st of January within the European Union? If the answer is no, then speak to Blevins Franks and ask them to help guide you in a transition from where you are now to where you need to be for the security of the long-term future.
And finally, Bill, can you explain exactly why Blevins Franks is able to advise clients going forward into next year?
I think the answer is we are going to be regulated within the European Union. But remember, we've been operating within the European Union for over 40 odd years. And the circumstances are such that we have always known from the outset, the moment Brexit became a reality, that we would need to be in a position where we could continue to offer regulated and authorised investment advice to our clients, as we have done, as I say, for the last 45 years. Now, you know, that regulation that will apply to the advice and services that Blevins Franks provide will be at a parallel virtually to the UK Financial Conduct Authority rules, wherever that happens to be. Now, the circumstances are such that when you approach Blevins Franks for advice, you will be given fully detailed information on how your advice is being regulated, how it is authorised, and what your protection and security is to a third party regulator, because that is where, in the event of any disagreement, that is where you need to turn your face to find the solution if we can't find it between us. And so rest assured, Blevins Franks are going to be regulated. We're ready for Brexit. Whichever way it turns out, we will be offering exactly the same level of protection and services that we have done for the last 45 years.
And the first port of call, of course, is the website.
It is. I mean, you know, one of the great advantages of Blevins Franks is the scale of its operation. You know, when you consider that we have almost 30 offices scattered throughout the European Union, we've been doing very sophisticated stuff on tax and wealth management for the last 45 years and continue to thrive, where most of our business still tends to come from referrals from existing clients, which is the greatest compliment that you can be paid. If you go to the website at www.blevinsfranks.com, you'll find a whole host of different elements of information that may be of interest to you. But most importantly, you'll find the local office details and probably a biopic of the partner or senior partner running that operation. If you give them a call, they are very happy to hear from you. It's worthwhile at this moment in time with these changes taking place to perhaps give a call just to ask the questions and get direct guidance so that you're going in a straight line from what could be a problem to a very simple solution. So the website, www.blevinsfranks.com.
Many thanks, Bill. We'll talk here in Spain at the same time next week.
Thanks a lot, Howard. Have a great week.